This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government holds discussion with development partners in view of upcoming third investment summit announced for April next year. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges media to disseminate reliable information, countering propaganda and disinformation. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. Saud calls on Qatari Prime Minister Al Thani in Doha. Qatari Prime Minister says efforts are underway for release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. And Hamas warns no hostages will leave Gaza alive unless demands for prisoner exchange are met. Now the news in detail. The government has held a meeting with development partners today in view of the upcoming third investment summit announced for the 21st and 22nd of April next year in Kathmandu. The government received submissions from the bilateral and multilateral donor agencies in regard with the preparations for the summit amidst an official program at the Ministry of Finance. According to Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sawar Mahat, the meeting focused on generating ideas for making this summit effective and result-oriented. He added that the government was seeking inputs from investors in regard with investment atmosphere in Nepal and areas for further improvements. The Finance Minister also reiterated the government's commitment to creating an atmosphere conducive for investment, making Nepal an attractive destination for investment. He also claimed that the government was seriously working to address challenges in the investment sector. Finance Minister Mahat said Nepal focuses particularly on inviting foreign investment in hydropower, tourism, information technology and agricultural development, and also in small and medium enterprises. He also pledged to remove all sorts of challenges and hurdles for the investment. Also speaking on the occasion, Chief Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Arel said the government was effortful to making policy level and procedural improvements for the foreign investment in Nepal. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says conspiracies are being hatched to mislead people by spreading disinformation in various ways. Addressing to the third plenary meeting of the Office Bearers of Press Centre Nepal today, the Prime Minister said the media had a key responsibility to counter propaganda and disinformation and provide true information to the people. He claimed that some elements that did not like the Federal Democratic Republic had been spreading fake and misleading propaganda against the government and its leadership in recent times. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal said he held discussion within the ruling coalition on the telecommunications company Ncell's share transfer deal, and they decided to launch investigation into the matter. Likewise, the Prime Minister asserted that the present ruling coalition would last for its full term, reiterating his commitment to moving forward with a new strategy for the upcoming year. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. Saud paid a courteous call on Prime Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani in Doha today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the meeting, the Qatari Prime Minister informed about efforts being made for the release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who is in the captivity of Hamas in Gaza. Likewise, the two sides discuss trade and investment matters, cooperation through Qatar Fund for Development and exchange of high-level visits. Currently, Minister Saud is in Qatar to attend the 21st edition of Doha Forum, which is concluding today. On the sidelines of the forum, Minister Saud also held a meeting with Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Dr. Mohammed bin Abdulaziz bin Saleh Al Khulaifi. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet says the government has initiated the process of amending the Medical Education Act. Talking to media persons, the health minister said the amendment of the act was being discussed at the Council of Ministers. He claimed that the amendment was necessary as the existing provision in the Medical Education Act had prevented the health education from advancing as expected. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyahi nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Federal Parliament Secretariat Secretary General Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam has resigned from the post. According to Secretariat spokesperson Ikram Giri, Dr. Gautam submitted his resignation to President Ramchandra Podel and cited family reason for his decision to resign from the post. Meanwhile, the name of Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey has been recommended for the vacant post of the Secretary General. The recommendation was jointly decided by the House of Representatives Speaker and the National Assembly Chairperson. A meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee has been scheduled to take place on the 15th of December. Party Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Podel said preparations for the General Committee meeting and the Chandrapur earthquake and contemporary politics are the agenda of the meeting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas has threatened that no single hostage will be allowed to leave Gaza alive unless its demands for a prisoner exchange are met. According to the BBC, pressure has been growing on officials over the 138 people still being held by Hamas and other armed groups. Israel has repeatedly pledged to do everything it can to rescue the remaining hostages. Some 110 hostages have been released in total, but a week-long truce under which dozens were freed ended last week, and since then Israel has resumed its bombing of Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says dozens of Hamas militants have surrendered, and he described the situation as the beginning of the end for the group. Key mediator Qatar says the chances of a new ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are narrowing, but has vowed to keep up the pressure on both sides. The UN mission in Mali officially ended a 10-year deployment in the country on Monday in a pullout ordered by Mali's military leaders. The AFP news agency quoted UN mission spokesperson Fatoumata Kabba as saying the mission, known as MINUSMA, lowered the United Nations flag on its headquarters in the capital, Bamako. The withdrawal of the UN stabilization mission has ignited fears that fighting will intensify between troops and armed factions for territorial control. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government holds discussion with development partners in view of upcoming third investment summit announced for April next year. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges media to disseminate reliable information, countering propaganda and disinformation. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. Saud calls on Qatari Prime Minister Al Thani in Doha. Qatari Prime Minister says efforts are underway for release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. And Hamas warns no hostages will leave Gaza alive unless demands for prisoner exchange are met. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.